morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Thank God for the one more opportunity He has given us to be found in His house.
感谢神，他又一次给我们这样的机会，让我们在他的家中相聚。
So for today's sharing, I want to go into again the Gospel of John.
今天的分享，我想要来一起看约翰福音。
We'll read a few scripture portions.
我们要先来读几段的经文。
So first we'll read John chapter 4.
让我们先来读约翰福音第四章。
Just to save time, we'll read from verse 1 to verse 29, but we'll read only in one language. Our sister will read in Mandarin and all together, and all of us, those who are English Bibles, can look into the Bibles.
因为时间的关系，我们将要一起阅读一到二十九章。我们请翻译读中文版本。那英文的各位请。
Book of John, chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse 29.
约翰福音四章一到二十九节。主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗，他就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里，在雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣对她说：“请你给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有往来。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。”妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？”耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”耶稣说：“你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你在现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。”妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。”耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。”妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚要来，他来了就将一切的事都告诉我们。”耶稣说：“这和你说话的就是他。”当下门徒回来，就稀奇耶稣的和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？”
Okay, we'll read in English verse 28 also. I'll read. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the man. Verse 29. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then we read verse 39. in both the languages. I'm going to read, and sister is going to read. So, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, "He told me all that ever I did."
我们刚才用英文读了28-29节，我们现在用双语一起来读第39节。39节，那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切都给我说出来了。
He told me all that ever I did.
他将我素来所行的一切都说出来了。
Then we go to Gospel of John chapter 3.
然后我们接下来看约翰福音第三章。
Verse 36.
第三十六节。
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
Then the same chapter,
在同一个章节里，
verse 20 and verse 21,
第二十到二十一节。
For everyone that doth evil hated the light, neither cometh to light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
但凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
But he that doth truth cometh to light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
The last is 1 John.
我们最后看第一章的约翰福音。
1 John.
哦，我们要看约翰一书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 11 and 12.
第十一到十二节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 11 and 12.And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and that life is His in His Son.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So here we pause the reading of the scriptures and let us look to God for His help.
我们今天的读经就先到这里，接下来我们仰望神，求他给我们他的话语。
Loving Heavenly Father,
充满爱的父神，
Gracious God,
充满恩典的神，
We thank you for this one more opportunity that was given us together in thy house.
感谢你给我们又一次机会聚集在你的家中。
And Lord, as we waited on thy word,
主啊，当你向我们显明的话语的时候，
Thou may break it for us.
请你把你的话语放在我们里面。
And, O Lord, you only, O Lord, speak, and, O Lord, thy words may be, O Lord, heard to us.
主啊，愿你自己亲自动工在我们里面。
O Lord, man may be hidden behind the cross.
主啊，当你被钉在十字架上的时候，
Only, O Lord, thou alone may be lifted in our midst.
让愿你自己，唯有你自己在我们之间被高举。
Lord, you know my weakness, you know my frailty, you know my limitations.
主，你知道我的软弱，你知道我的过犯，你也知道我的局限。
So nothing of me may be seen, O Lord.
主啊，愿我不被看见。
Only Christ alone.
而唯有耶稣被看见。
So we pray for myself and for my dear sister.
我为我自己，也为我亲爱的姐妹祷告。
Thou may use us, Lord.
你自己来用我们。
And for my brothers and sisters who are hearing, that Thou may give them also listening ears.
主啊，在我们当中的弟兄姐妹，也求你开我们的耳。
So Lord, it may touch me first, and touch my brothers and sisters.
主啊，愿你亲自先触碰我，然后你也来触摸我们的弟兄姐妹。
For the very purpose which Thou has brought us together on this Lord's Day.And、the very purpose Thou has gathered us together may be, O Lord, be accomplished in our midst.
主啊，你的旨意在我们当中，在这个主日，愿你主你自己的旨意在我们之中能够得到成全。
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
奉耶稣宝贵的名，我们求。
Amen. I want to start off my sharing with asking a question which used to haunt me when I was growing up.
在我开始我分享以前，我想先问一个问题，这个问题在我年幼的时候经常萦绕着我。
So, I was not born in a Christian family, but my parents came to know the Lord when I was still very young.
我虽然不是生长在一个基督徒的家庭，但我的父母在我很小的时候就认识了主。
So one of the questions which many of the elderly brothers in the house of God.
所以这个问题是很多年长的弟兄在教会里面所。
So every time when they used to meet me.
所以每一次他们看到我的时候。
So the very first question was that they used to ask me, "Are you born again?"
每一次他们看见我的时候就问我，你重生了吗？
I didn't like that question.
我不是很喜欢这个问题。
And then, okay, said, okay, fine, now since they are insisting, because this is the first question every man of God, every elderly brother, this is the first question they used to ask me, are you born again?
虽然我不是很喜欢这个问题，但确实每一位比我年长的弟兄看见我的时候总是问我，你重生了吗？
I said, okay, fine, since they keep on insisting, so let's tell them yes.
所以我就想，好吧，既然他们这么坚持，天天总是问我，那我就说是的。
Then the next question they used to ask, after once you say this,Are you baptized?
然后接下来第二个问题，他们就会问我，那你受洗了吗？
So okay, fine. Since now again they are asking too much, so let's do it.
然后我就会想说，好吧，既然他们问这么多，那我就顺从了。我说好。
So I thought that yeah, by doing all these two activities or acts, probably no one is going to ask me any more questions.
所以我做这些只是因为他们问我，然后他们还好，他们没有再问其他的问题。
Then they started asking me, and one of the brothers who used to stay with us at our house, he asks, this is the question he used to ask me.
但有另外一个弟兄，当他来到我们家同住的时候，他问了我另外一个问题。
Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus?
你和主耶稣基督有一个个人的关系吗？
Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus?
你与耶稣基督有一个个人的关系吗？
Again, simple, say yes.
很简单，我可以说是的。
Then I never realized that he's going to ask me the second question.
但我没有意识到他又要再问我第二个问题。
What is God talking to you?
他问我神正在跟你说什么。
So how many of you know my wife asks my children every morning when they do the morning meditation?
所以要是了解我们家的话，我和我的妻子跟我小孩每天早晨早晨读经的时间。
What did he speak to you this morning?
他今天早上对你说了什么？
So, brothers and sisters, my burden this morning, and through this portion what we read, I want to bring forward to tell you that our relationship, our faith is not restricted to only the Lord's Day on Sundays. It is not just restricted to understanding, knowing who Jesus is, but to go in a deeper relationship with Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我今早的负担就是要跟大家来分享，我们跟主的关系不仅是局限于星期天的早晨，也不仅限于在知识上来认识主耶稣基督，而是我们要进入一个与主耶稣更深的关系。
Our faith is true, and Lord Jesus Christ has come to this earth and given his life so that we all can have life.
我们的信心既是真的，主耶稣来到这个地上就是为了要给我们生命，让我们每一个人都能得着他自己的生命。
It is not something which is a myth. It is not something which is a story. It is not something which is a theory. It is life.
这不是一个令人稀奇的事情，也不是一个故事，而这是一个真实的生命。
So my burden, brothers and sisters, this morning is toHelp us to dive into this chapter and understand from this chapter, and more importantly from the Gospel of John, which talks about life.
So, our today's 目标就是要来进入这节章节，并且更深的来阅读，让我们回顾整本的约翰福音的目的是什么。
The Gospel of John is not limited to a certain geographical times. It is not in a chronological order, but it is more about spiritual matters.
约翰福音并没有受时间的拘束，谈论某一个时代的话题，而是他带入的是一个属灵的国界。
every chapter, every incident, it speaks about life. And if you start looking at every incident, and you can see that it applies in our daily life.
每一个的章节，每一段的故事，都是与生命这个话题息息相关的，而且我们也能把它们运用到我们的生命当中。
And that's one of the reasons why we have taken up in this family gathering, which we meet once a month, we took the book of John.
这也是为什么在我们家所举办的家庭聚会当中，我们选择的是约翰福音这本书。
Brothers and sisters, one of the burdens which I carry is that these days, and especially as God's children, Satan is working very strongly.
弟兄姐妹们，我的另外的一个负担就是想让大家知道，作为神的小孩，撒旦在我们身上的对抗是非常强烈的。
Among us,
在我们之中，
his main focus is to create chaos, create confusion, create disturbance, create disharmony in the families.
他的首要目的就是在我们当中制造混乱，混乱的关系，混乱的争执，混乱的不和谐。
And brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you that the word of God has got answer for all these things.
弟兄姐妹们，我想鼓励你们的是，就是神的话语之中有这一切问题的解答。
And book of John is so amazing. And I'm so amazed to understand that this book, which was written ages back, can be applied and is real and is true even today.
这本书它所令人惊奇的地方就是它所写的都是真的，是过去到今天都是真的，并且我们今天仍然能够用它。
So the two main features which we see in this whole book of John, which comes on again and again,
这本书里面两个主要的 特点就是
to believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
相信耶稣是神的儿子。
And that all of us, those who have received him,
而所以,
and when we receive him, we also become the sons of God.
而所有得着耶稣基督的，借着得着耶稣基督，我们也成了神的儿女。
And through this, Christ may be manifested in grace and in truth.
所以在借着这样子，神耶稣基督可以在我们之中得着在恩典和真理上的彰显。
So brothers and sisters, God has chosen each one of us to display that grace and truth in each one of our lives.
弟兄姐妹们，神已经拣选我们来在我们的生命当中彰显恩典和真理，在我们每个人的生命里面。
Brothers and sisters, God has chosen each one of us, me, you, each one of us, to display that very grace and truth in our lives.
弟兄姐妹们，神拣选了我们当中的每一个人，拣选了我，拣选了你，来彰显恩典和真理。
The very purpose of He has chosen us, that we may be a channel, we may be instrument, and that we may be able to display that very life of our Lord Jesus, wherever God has kept us.
神他拣选我们的目的，就是要借着我们这些管道，借着我们这些器皿，来彰显我们里面的耶稣基督的生命。
Every incident, every experience through which in this book we see that He is showing us that when we know Him, when we understand Him, and through Him, having fellowship with Him, the kind of understanding we have and the kind of the dissatisfaction or what is in the heart, how is He addressing is so amazing.
所以每一个这故事都彰显出，当一个人他来经历耶稣基督的时候，他里面的所有的不满足是如何得着改变的。
So if you see the Gospel of John, there is not the word miracles doesn't too come often. There is a word which is more used is called the signs. Signs.
所以在约翰福音里面有一个词虽然没有被提及，就是科学。
Because if you see,
就是这个神的神迹。
So if you see, the book was written especially primarily the author was targeting more towards the Jewish people or those times who were very rigid and very strong in religious affairs.
所以在那个时代的犹太的信徒，他们
之中的是非常的刚硬，并且他们有很多的宗教上的的条例。
The biggest challenge happens when we have the religious fundamentals or the traditions so strongly rooted ground in us that it becomes more harder for us to apply and understand Christ.
所以这里就同样的一个挑战，当我们对于宗教的习俗是非常的了解的时候，我们更难的来得着主耶稣的基督的生命在我们里面。
And there are times that this religion practices, these traditions, these habits can be an obstacle or a hindrance in knowing more about his life.
在那个时候的情况下，也是同样的，这些宗教的习俗跟礼仪反而阻挡了他们来了解基督的生命。
So it is very important for us to understand that let us not get immersed into the traditions, into habits and to rituals, because this can detour us or deviate from understanding who he is and what he is all about.
所以当我们面对这些宗教的习俗礼仪跟传统的时候，让我们谨慎，因为他们有可能来阻挡我们更多的进入主基督的生命。
So as we understand this background, let us try to go to this incident which we read, to the well in Sychar, where we see that Lord Jesus Christ is encountering the Samaritan woman.
所以带着对这样历史背景的了解，让我们一起来看叙加井边所发生的这个与妇人的之间的交通。
So we see her situation here in the previous chapters, that now Lord Jesus Christ is on his way to Galilee and he is in Judea.
所以我们之前看见他之前就是经过了加利利，要进入犹大地。
So he can go to Galilee without going through Samaria.
所以其实那时候他们一行人是可以到达犹大地，不需要经过撒玛利亚的。
But the word of God says very clearly here that he must needs go through Samaria.
但是神的话语非常明显地指出，他们一行人需要经过撒玛利亚。
So we see here is that his intention, his focus was simply to have a conversation with the Samaritan woman.
所以我们就会看见主的意图跟他的目的是非常明显的，就是他要和这个撒玛利亚妇人进行一场对话。
As I meditated on this, I cannot comprehend, I cannot understand the love of God, the love of Jesus to just for this to have an encounter with this Samaritan woman.
So, 当我
he goes off the way, and even though it was restricted for the Jews to enter Samaria, he goes specifically to go and encounter the Samaritan woman.
So, 当我在阅读的时候，我心中实在是难以去感受并完全的理解神对这位妇人的爱有多么的大。他执意要经过撒玛利亚这个本是对犹太人禁止的地区。
We know the surroundings, we know the time, it was midday, hot sun.
我们知道这个环境，也知道当时的时间是正午的时候，太阳极其的热。
And as now Lord Jesus is waiting at the well and the disciples have gone to get the food, he is waiting there for the woman to come.
这个时候主耶稣基督等在井边，他的门徒已经去别的地方取食了，而主耶稣基督在这里等候这个妇人的到来。
And the woman walks almost close to a half a mile from her home to this well to fetch the water.
这个妇女走了差不多接近半里的路，要来到这个井边来打水。
So as the woman is about to draw the water, Lord Jesus asks her, "Give me to drink." Verse 7.
当这个妇人将要打水的时候，耶稣对她说，给我水喝，就在第七节。
And we see that right away the woman is questioning Lord Jesus that how he talking to her. It was very clearly restricted and forbidden for a man, for a Jewish man to have any kind of a conversation or interaction with a woman, and especially with a Samaritan woman.
所以当我们看到接下来马上这个妇人就问基督耶稣，为什么你要对我说话，因为在当时一个男人，特别是一个犹太男人，是不应该像这样一位撒玛利亚妇人来说话的。
So when she is asking the question, instead of replying to her, we see that the way verse 10 Lord Jesus answers.
所以当他这样的问的时候，我们看见主耶稣基督不是直接的回答他的问题，而他是说
If thou knowest the gift of God and who it is that says give me to drink, thou would have asked of him and he would have given thee living water.
他说如果在第十节当中他说如果你你若知道神恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Then you see verse 11, right away the woman is reacting and saying that, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, the well is deep, and from hence then hast thou that living water.
在十一节妇人就继续说，先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
We'll pause here and we'll try to understand the way how the Samaritan woman is thinking.
我们停在这里，我们来看一下这位撒玛利亚妇人她是怎么想的。
As Lord Jesus is talking about life,The woman is talking about the efforts and the exertion she's taking to draw the water from the well.
当耶稣在对她说关于生命的话语的时候，这位妇人关注的却是她在打水的这件事情上花了多少的力气，用了多少的波折。
Because we see that she's again repeating the same thing in verse 15.
因为我们看见在第十五节，她又在重复同样的问题。
Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
So we can understand from this woman that for her to come to the well in the midday under the scorching sun, there is a lot of effort, there is a lot of pain, there is a lot of strife which she goes there to go to fetch water, not only to go to the well,But also to draw the water, it takes a lot of physical exertion every day.
所以从这个女人的角度，我们也可以理解她在正午这样炙烤的太阳下面，要经过多少的疼痛、多少的力气、多少的波折，才能够打到这样的水。不只是距离上的困难，她在打水上也要用很多的气力。
And we also understand that from that exertion and that effort she is doing, there is an element of disappointment and dissatisfaction.Which was deep down in her heart.
所以在她的回馈当中，我们也能够感受到她里面的这样的失望，跟她里面的不满足是如何深深的在她的心里面的。
Brothers and sisters, it is not easy because for me growing up and in during every summer, my parents used to take me to the native place.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是一件很简单的事情。在我成长的过程当中，每逢到夏天的时候，我的父母们就会带我们到一个比较空旷的地方。
So my grandmother was in a village where there were times of water. We had a well, but there was no water. We had to go almost maybe like a mile to go and fetch the water.
在我们所住的那个村落里面，虽然我们是有井，但是那个井中是没有水的。我们经常要走一里路才能打到水。
Brothers and sisters, I can understand and imagine the pain of this Samaritan woman.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我是能够理解这位妇人她感受到的苦的。
Not only walking in the scorching sun, going to the well, drawing the water, and again carrying it back.
不只是走在炙热的太阳下面走很长的路，把那水打起来以后，还要把它扛回家。
And it's not one day.
而且不只是一天。
It's every day.
是每一天。
Brothers and sisters, let's think on our lives and understand how many of the activities what we do every day. We strive, but end of the day you look back and you feel, I'm still not content. I'm still not happy.
弟兄姐妹，当我们看我们自己的生活的每一天的时候，我们是否有同样的经历？我们花了非常多的力气，非常多的波折，每一天每一天。但是当一天结束，我们回看的时候，我们里面没有满足，我们里面也没有快乐。
I do not know about how many of you, but for me, there are times, there are days, there are years where I'm striving, and I end of the day, or I feel that it still did not satisfy me.I'm still not happy. There's still something missing.
我不知道你们，但是我在有些时候，在有一些的时间，在有一些的年岁里面，我觉得我非常的用尽了我的力气，但在这些事情结束之后，我看我的里面是没有满足，是没有喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters, it could be your work.
弟兄姐妹们，这可能是你的工作。
It could be your relationship also.
这可能是一段关系，也许。
Where there is an physical exertion of trying to make your spouse or trying to please your children, and you realize that in spite of efforts doing again and again and again,
所以有些时候
nothing is happening.
也许你是在去服侍你的配偶，或者是在祈愿你的小孩，不管是在肉体上的还是其他的方面上，你一次又一次，一次又一次的尝试，但是你都没有看见任何的果效。
Brothers and sisters, do you ever feel that disappointment? Do you feel that anguish, that frustration?
弟兄姐妹们，你们有经过这样失望的时候吗？你们有这种内心充满怒火，跟不知道如何去面对的时候吗？
This is one of the signs where there is no life of God or eternal life existing in us.
这就是我们生命当中若没有神的生命在我们里面的迹象。
So as we go further down this chapter,
当我们继续来阅读这个章，这章的时候，
So now when the Lord Jesus is talking about giving her eternal life,
这时候耶稣讲到了关于得着永生的这个话题。
And the woman is prompting to say that I want to have this water.
而这个妇女的回应是，妇人的回应是，先生，我想要水喝。
Lord, there is, instead of now, if you go to verse 16.
所以我们现在来看第十六节，主是这样说。
Sorry, verse 15.
第十五节。
Where the woman says, give me water.
这个妇人说，给我水喝。
I don't want to come again because so that I don't thirst.
因为我不想再到这边来打水，跑这么的远。
So the question which I want to ask each one of you is that when the woman is asking that she wants to have that water, the conversation should have ended there itself.
所以当妇人说我不想再渴了，我不想再来这么远打水喝的时候，其实这个对话已经是可以结束了。
So Lord Jesus should have told her, okay, fine, I'm going to give you the living water.
这个时候耶稣就应该说 OK 好，我就把你所要的你的水给你。
So what prompted the conversation to go further?
所以到底是什么触发了这一个对话继续下去呢？
Lord Jesus Christ wanted to shake the very foundation, the very belief, very system, or the very drivers which was leading and driving this Samaritan woman.
主耶稣想要做的是重塑这个妇人里面的根基，就是他所有这一些去打水和他其他的这些渴求的里面最深的那个动机。
Brothers and sisters, for us to know the eternal life, one of the main foundation of understanding and knowing the eternal life is the truth.
我们弟兄姐妹们要来重新认识我们里面的那个根基，一个最重要的就是我们要来认识真理。
And to get to that point, we see that Lord Jesus asked her a question in verse 17.
为了要让这个妇人
verse 16, sorry.
能够看见这个得到这个真理，耶稣基督在十六节就问他的这个问题。
Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither.
耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
Then we see verse 17 and 18, the woman says that I have no husband.
然后你就看见在十七节、十八节，这个妇人说我没有丈夫。
And here we see what Lord Jesus tells her.
但接下来耶稣继续对她说。
Yes, you have rightly said that you have no husband, for thou hast five husbands, and he whom now thou hast is not thy husband. In that says thou truly.
你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
Brothers and sisters, what do you understand from this?
弟兄姐妹们，我们从这个里面理解了什么？
Yes. If we need to understand God, if we need to allow Him to apply in our lives, the very basic foundation is to have a clear transparency and clear understanding with Him.
如果我们要来认识主，要来认识神的话，我们最根本的、最简单的一个基本，就是我们要在痛、要在完全没有隐藏的状况下来认识他。
So we go to the second aspect or the second challenge of this woman that not only she was exerting a lot of effort and labor in trying to meet her needs or trying to be satisfied, but she also was missing love.
所以我们就看见这个妇人她的第二个需要，她第一方面她花了非常多的力气来满足她每一天生活所需，但是在另外一方面她也缺少爱。
She was using all her human effort.
她用她所有人所能够用的力气。
And making things way beyond. And that's the reason why we see that the first husband was not able to meet her expectations. The second one did not happen. Eventually, even the five husbands, she was never able to hold on to the relationship.
她用尽了非常多的力气，第一个丈夫没有满足她，第二个丈夫也没有。甚至到了第五个丈夫，她没有办法去维系这些关系。
So what do we understand from these brothers and sisters?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们从这段里面我们能够看见什么？
Now when we I and Prasanna got married, we were encouraged a lot that if you and the more effort is going to be exerted between the husband and wife using your intellectual knowledge, it's going to be more and more miserable.
所以当丈夫跟妻子在婚姻里面要企图用自己的智力或者是自己的聪明要来维系这段关系，只会让婚姻关系变得越来越悲惨。
Brothers and sisters, I'm convinced that man doesn't have the capabilities nor the ability if he tries to exert with all the intelligence of this world. There is always going to be disturbance, chaos, and confusion and dissatisfaction.
弟兄姐妹们，我非常的确认，一个人他没有足够的能力，也没有足够的才干，当他想要用自己的智力，用他聪明才干来维系某一些的关系的时候，只会带来更多的混乱，更多的纷争。
Brothers and sisters, it's not easy. Two individuals, two different backgrounds.Different upbringings coming together and trying to together and working out a relationship.
弟兄姐妹们，两个人有不同的背景，不同的成长的环境，两个个体要到一起来建立关系是非常的不容易的。
It is not from God, and if God is not involved in our lives, it's gonna be a strife, it's gonna be a struggle, it's gonna be a human effort.
如果没有，这不是出于神的旨意，也没有神在其中的话，那这就全都是人自己在花费力气，最终带来的就是不断的挣扎，更多的纷争。
And that's why,
当中也只有人的做工。
That's why we see that even though she had five husbands in the past and now she was living with a stranger, yet she was not satisfied and content.
这就是为什么我们看见她有五个丈夫，现在仿佛是跟陌生人在一起，但是她里面还是没有满足。
And with that behavior, there was now a situation which has happened right now.
在这样的情况里面，我们就看见他们的当下在发生另外一个对话。
Now she had to face the shame.
那她需要来直面她自己的羞耻。
So that's the reason why now the servant woman is not coming early morning or early in the evenings.Because that's the time mostly the people go and fetch the water.
这个妇人正因为这样的状况，所以她没有跟其他人一样是在清早或者是在傍晚的时候才来打水，因为那个时候是一般的群众来打水的时刻。
So now she was going in the midday when she knows that no one is going to encounter her, no one is going to ask her questions, no one is going to ask her what is going in your life, and she can live the life way she wants.And trying to seek from her own heart, from the own flesh, with her human understanding, and trying to satisfy her needs.
所以她就在中午这样的时刻来打水，这时候就没有人会来到她的面前，没有人会问她说你最近过得怎么样。这样子她就可以继续用她自己肉身的方式来追求她里面的不满足，继续的来过她用她自己方式所追求的生活。
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
弟兄姐妹们，你们有看到吗？
She is willing to strive, she is willing to work hard, she is willing to do everything outside the harmony of God and trying to satisfy and meet her needs.
她是很愿意花上很多的气力 用他自己的方式来想要过上他自己所需要的生活，但这一切都是在与神的和谐相处 的外围的。
But was she content?
但是他有得着满足吗？
No, brothers and sisters.
并没有，弟兄姐妹们。
And that's the reason why she was so eager to tell the Lord Jesus,Give me this water. I don't want to come again here. I don't want to draw water. I don't want to be having this effort of striving every day and the dissatisfaction. If you give me this water, the very water for which I am going back and forth, I can avoid all the people. And she was trying to find an easy way out.
所以这个才是为什么这个妇人这么的渴切跟主耶稣基督说，我要这个水，请让我不要再渴，我必须要每天这样来来反反的去打这样的水，这些人就不会再看见我。那这样子他就可以继续的回到过去，活他自己想要过的生活，就是他希望得到的一个非常简单直接的解答。
Brothers and sisters, our God is a loving God.
弟兄姐妹，我们的神是爱人的神。
It's not that he wanted to provoke her. It was not that he was challenging her. But he wanted her to come on the ground of truth.
他并不是想要在这里刺激他，或者是想要向他让他觉得非常的羞愧，而是他在这里要给他建立一个全新的根基。
Bring her on the ground of conviction where she understands, where she is able to discover, go deep down into her heart and know who she is.
神在这里要给他建立一个可能，就是让他可以真实的来看见自己，知道自己是谁。
But did the Samaritan woman stop here after once Lord Jesus told her that you have five husbands and the current one is not the one.
所以撒玛利亚妇人停在这里，在主耶稣对她说，你现在已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的也并不是你的丈夫。
Now this is a very interesting part which as we who are God's children we take shelter.
这也是一个非常有意思的一个点，因为我们作为神的儿女们，我们也许也有同样的状况。
What is that?
这个是什么呢？
Religion.
就是宗教。
That is why now the moment when Lord Jesus Christ told her that you have five husbands and the one is not true, then she goes on to verse 20 says, Our fathers worshipped in this mountain and we say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
她说你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。这个妇人的回答确实，我们的祖宗在这山上敬礼拜，你们祷说当礼拜的地方是。
So when she understood that the Lord was countering her with her personal convictions, now she's trying to take refuge and cover herself under religion.
所以当主向她指明说你现在的境况的时候，她的回复反而是用宗教的方式来回答她。
Growing up many times I used to instead of telling about my personal life or who I am,
在长大的时候，很多时候我并不是在和别人分享我自己的故事，或者是告诉他们我是谁，
or how God is working in my life,
或者说神如何在我的生命当中动工。
I should tell everyone that my dad is an elder in the house.
我告诉别人的却是我的父亲在神的家中做长老。
I go to fastings and prayer.
我时常的进食祷告。
My father taught me to have morning meditation. We have family prayer.
我们在我爸爸告诉我每早要读经，我们家也有家庭的祭坛。
Right?
是这样子吗？
I want to tell you that there are times and I think I myself, I feel sorry that I took refuge in being a hypocrite and letting everyone know that how pious I was with activities, external activities I conducted all the time.
所以我有时候觉得羞愧的是，我躲在这样子宗教的这个庇护所里面，仿佛是假冒伪善的，希望别人觉得我在宗教事务上做得很好。
And I'm really, as I look back, I feel ashamed of myself.
当我回顾我曾经所做的事情的时候，我为我自己所做的感到羞愧。
How easily the words flowed from my mouth that yes, I attend church.I read the Bible, but without having the clear conviction, without having the clear understanding of what is happening inside or what is Lord talking to me. And I can tell you that there were times when my father used to ask me, did you read your Bible? And I know that the Bible was right in front of me, but my mind, my heart was somewhere else.
我知道很多时候我可以告诉别人我有到教会我有读经，但是我有办法跟他们分享我生命当中跟主的关系吗？有的时候我的父亲会问我，你今天读经了吗？我可以告诉他，是的，我读了，但是我知道圣经在我的眼前，但是主的生命有在我的里面吗？
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the situation also in this Gospel of John.
弟兄姐妹们，这个也是完全的发生在约翰福音四章当中的一个光景。
The Pharisees, the Sadducees, they took so much pride in keeping the law. They took too much, felt content on the way how they were following the law.
法利赛人也是一样的，他们在他们宗教的礼仪上，他们是有非常的多的骄傲，他们觉得只要来遵从这些律法，他们就是高人一等。
But brothers and sisters,When we take shelter in this kind of activities, we are keeping the Lord to speak to us the truth.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们躲藏在这样宗教的条例之下的时候，我们有时候就是无法让神来对我们来说话。
And allow His work to happen in each one of us.
或者是阻挡了他在我们生命当中要做下的工作。
So,You see that she had, if you look at back at the Samaritan woman that she was striving.
当我们来看这个撒玛利亚妇人的时候，我们看见她正在争取。
She was, did not have the right relationship or she did not have the right love with her.
她没有正当的关系，她也没有正常的爱在她的生命当中。
And she was leaning on to the traditions and the practices.And the law.
他依靠的是传统，是宗教的礼仪，是律法。
And that is why we see that the God had to take the point when we go into verse 23 and 24.
所以这个时候我们才看到主为什么要继续的对他说，在第二十四到第二十五节。
Lord Jesus Christ had to tell her that the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him.
所以主就告诉他说，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实来拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So brothers and sisters, it is not about the physical things, it's not about the structures, it's not about the way how we let the world know how we conduct ourselves. It is the intent and the thoughts which linger in our heartAnd our relationship with God matters the most.
所以弟兄姐妹们，不是构造这个教会的结构，或者是我们让别人来看见我们做的宗教的事情有多么的好，乃是我们自己与神的关系才是最根本的，我们与他的关系。
We see here that the word life.
我们看见这里的词，生命。
The eternal life.
永生。
In the Greek, one of the word which comes is called Zoe.
在希腊语中有一个词来形容这个词叫做 Zoe.
It means God's own life.
它的词的意思就是神自己的生命。
Brothers and sisters, it's important for us to understand the life what we are chasing today.
弟兄姐妹,
the life what which we are going after.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要了解我们现在所追逐的生命是什么，我们所跟随的这个生命是什么。
And there is not the involvement of God in it. It is not life.
如果在当中没有神的生命，那它根本就不是生命。
So if we have to live the God's life,
所以我们如果要活出神的生命，
Brothers and sisters, it is only found in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，唯有在基督里面才能找到。
So as we understand the situation of this Samaritan woman, it's important for us to look inside and examine our hearts of what kind of a situation we are and how are we living today.
所以当我们来看撒玛利亚妇人的故事的时候，很重要的是我们自己也要来看我们的内心，我们要来省察我们里面的生命是什么样子的，而我们今天又是如何过活的。
This life is not found in the traditions,
这样的生命不是在宗教习俗当中找到的。
This life is not found in the daily exertion and the strive what we do.
也不是在每一天我们自己用自己气力所去做的那些事情当中。
But this is all about the way we connect ourselves with Jesus. The way we know Him, the way we involve in our lives is matters.
而这关乎的是我们如何与耶稣相连，如何认识他在我们自己的生命当中。
Brothers, sisters, when we say worship,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们说敬拜的时候，
it is related to the condition of our relationship with Him and the way we share our feelings, the way we come to know more about Him is worship.
是我们如何与他相连，我们如何跟他分享我们的感受，我们与他所交通的这样的关系就是我们的敬拜。
Thank God that every Sunday God has given this opportunity to gather on this table.
感谢神，每个周天让我们可以有这样聚集在他桌前的机会。
Where we are opening our hearts to Him, where we are letting Him know what He has done for us, and letting Him know how important He is, and expressing that without Him, everything is futile.
在所有的在这个饼杯面前，我们打开我们的心，我们告诉他他在我们的生命当中为我们做下了什么，也看见若没有他在我们生命当中所做的一切都是死的。
During this time when Lord Jesus was on this earth,
在这个神在耶稣基督在地上行走的时间里，
The Pharisees, the Sadducees,
在法利赛人跟撒都该人中间，
they were all understanding that the blessings from the God or the happy life is only connected to the earthly sphere. The blessings or from the Lord are only connected to the earthly sphere.
所以当他们想到神的赐福的时候，他们能想到的这个幸福的生活的途径完全只和地上的事物所相连。
How much true is it each one of us also, brothers and sisters?
在我们当中，我们是不是也这样想呢？
We also think that what God has given to us is only related to this earth.
我们想的神给我们所做的事情也是只跟地上的事情所相
关。That's the reason why there is so much exertion of human element, because we understand, we comprehend, we perceive things, we know things based on the things which are around.
所以这就是为什么我们花的气力都是出自于我们自己，出自于人的方式，因为我们所有的认知，我们的眼光都是与地上的事物所相连。
The Pharisees, and including us, we don't understand, nor we know that God can touch the life of people.
法利赛人包括我们都不懂得神他可以触碰人的生命。
And He can transform our lives.
他可以改变我们的生命。
He can change us.
他可以改变我们。
And He can give us that very life which He has.
他可以给我们他自己的生命。
The Pharisees were thinking by following the laws and by keeping them, everything is fine and that everything is going well.
法利赛人想的是他们可以跟随律法，遵行律法，然后一切的事情都会井然有序地进行。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
No one can keep the law. We know that.The law was only to let us know and to help understand that it was only a schoolmaster.
我们知道没有人可以守住律法，律法就是要来显明我们没有办法守住。
The Samaritan woman, including each one of us, we have forgotten there is nothing in us, there is nothing inherent in us that we can ever fulfill the demands or the expectations of God.
撒玛利亚的故事包括我们都是要来让我们看见在我们里面没有任何一个事情是可以用来满足神的要求的。
Brothers and sisters, how often we think that we have overcame one of the weakness and we suddenly realize that there is another thing, something has come out from somewhere.
弟兄姐妹，我们多少次发现自己好不容易克服了自己生命当中的一个软弱，但又有从其他的地方所来的其他的挑战。
Isn't it so? You think that one time that the day has gone well, you did not had any anger, you did not fought with anyone, everything is going so well, then what happens next day?
有没有这样子情景？有一天， 你心平气和，没有发任何的怒火，与所有人和和平平。然后下一天呢？明天第二天呢？
All what went well the previous day that you're not gonna get angry, in a spark of a moment, something happens and you outrage.
在前一天的时候，你告诉自己不要生气，要心平气和。第二天，在某一个时刻，你就爆发了。
Brothers and sisters, it is not in us. It is beyond our control that we can be able to fulfill the demands of God.
弟兄姐妹们，不是在我们里面，我们里面没有可以满足神的要求的。
So brothers and sisters, the sooner we all understand, the sooner we come to a realization like this, as we go see that when the Samaritan woman came to understanding, and when she says in verse 25,
弟兄姐妹们，我们越早的来发现，越早的来了解，就像这个撒玛利亚妇人在第二十五节说到，
When he will come, he will tell us all things.
当他来了，必将一切都告诉我们。
When the light dawned on the Samaritan woman,
当光照到这位撒玛利亚妇人的时候，
When she understood who God is, what is the truth,
当他明白神是谁，真理又是什么的时候，
she was able to see life in a different perspective than what she was seeing before.
他可以从另外一个视角看见什么是生命，这是他从前从来没有看到过的。
As we read in Book of John chapter 3,
就像在约翰福音第三章里面所写，
verse 21,
第二十一节，
He that doth the truth and cometh to the light,that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
When the Samaritan woman understands that everything in her is defiled, all the efforts, how hard she may try, how hard she may labor, and how hard she may try to cover herself under tradition and culture, it's not going to work, but it's going to bring more loss and loss to herself.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人，她就看见在她里面一切尽是污秽，她所尽自己所能所献上所做的任何一件事情，都是没有办法来满足神的要求的。
Because the root from which the branches are coming out with the fruits, the root itself is corrupt.
因为当根是从这个枝丫从根上长出来的，这个根它本身是败坏的时候，那这个果子也没有办法结出来。
So that root from the origin where the sins are evolving has to be fixed.
所以这个生出罪的根需要被改变。
And when she understood that Lord Jesus is the one, he is the anointed one, when he comes, he will bring all things to truth and grace.
所以她就明白了，主是那受膏的那一位，当他来的时候，他就要在恩典跟真理当中带来一切。
When we allow him, when we understand ourselves, when we know the limitations we have, and there is nothing in man to do by himself, and we appropriate his grace in our lives, there is a deeper satisfaction, a deeper meaning to our lives, the whole life changes.
当我们能够来认识自己，看见神，知道要借着恩典来做一切的事情的时候，我们看生命的眼光也不一样，做事的方法也完全不同了。
When she understood the deeper purpose, the higher purpose of God, who wants to work in the heart of man, who wants to change us, and he wants to elevate us in the heavenly places, when she understood it is all about him and not about my striving and the labor, everything changes.
当她看见神在乎人的心，要在天国中也要来将人高举起来的时候，他就知道神在乎他的心，在乎他的生命，他看待事情的眼光就不一样。
Brothers and sisters, that is grace.
弟兄姐妹们，这是恩典。
When we submit ourselves, when we acknowledge who we are, and we acknowledge that what he is, and we acknowledge that the life is incomplete or life is useless without his life working in us,and we allow him to work in us, and when he lifts us, elevates us on a higher level, and we are able to understand the things of God, and he working in us is grace.
当我们知道我们在我们里面是不完全的，在我们里面的 生命是无法做到的，而他自己亲自要来叫把我们来提升的时候，我们就知道在他里面的恩典能够帮助到我们。
Brothers, do you know what happened when she came to that understanding?
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道当他能够了解到这一切的时候，他做了什么吗？
We go there in verse 28.
我们可以看见第三十八章第三十八节。
The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city.
这个妇人她就第二十八节，这个妇人她就放下水罐子往城里去。
She left her water pot. Can you believe it, brothers and sisters?
他就放下了他的水罐子，弟兄姐妹，你们能相信吗？
That was the whole thing which was revolving her life.
这是他生命。
Going in the midday, getting the water, fetching it, and it was revolving her, all her efforts and strife was revolving her water pot, that very water pot. Now she is leaving it and going into the city.
他所有的生命都围绕着之前的这个水罐子，但是他现在竟然留下他往城里去。
And she is going in the city.
而且他是去往城里。
Why was she going on the midday?
他为什么之前要在中午的时候打水？
Because she wanted to avoid all the people.
因为他想要避开所有的人。
Now what has happened?
那现在发生了什么？
We see that there is a total opposite of what happened before and now.
所以我们看见现在所发生的跟之前的是形成了鲜明的对比。
Brothers and sisters, do you know why this happens?
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道为什么正在发生这样的事吗？
When your heart is light,
当你的心得着了释放。
When you have a personal relationship with Jesus,
当你与耶稣有个人的关系。
When you give to him, when you talk to him, when you encounter him, when you tell him everything is what is happening in your life, the life is totally different.
当你遇见他，当你告诉他你生命当中所发生的事情的时候，一切都来发生了改变。
The biggest challenge with all of us is that we keep all things inside, we want to fix everything, and it becomes so heavy and so heavy, and becomes so frustrating times.
我们最大的一个问题就是我们总是尝试来解决。我们自己里面的问题，然后这样子的努力就变得越来越沉重，越来越沉重，让我们极度的挫败。
And when you are able to have such kind of an understanding, such kind of a revelation,
当我们能有这样子的认知和新的启示的时候
，then what happens?
接下来发生了什么呢
？As you saw that she left her water pot, she left in the city.And what did she do there?
我们就看见她就放下了水罐进入了城市，为什么呢？
Verse 29.
在第二十九节。
Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?
你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
Come see a man who told me all the things I ever did.
来看这一个人将我素来所行的都告诉我。
All this time she was hiding, she didn't want to let anyone know what was going in her life, and it was all discreet. But now she was willing to go in the city, willing to talk about all what she did to everyone whom she encountered.
从前她所做的就是尽力的隐藏她自己，尽力隐藏她所做的。但现在她来到城中，她愿意来告诉每一个人她生命当中所发生的事情。
Why, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，
she realized that it was not about her, it was about him.
她知道这不再是关于她，而是关于主耶稣。
That moment you understand your life is not about me, my challenges, what am I doing, it is all about him, the entire perspective of life changes.
当你在某一刻来发现你的生命不再是关乎你自己，不再是关于你生命当中所发生的事情，不再是关乎你自己要面对的这些挑战，而你的生命的一切都是关乎他的时候，那你看待生命的视角就完全不一样了。
Brothers and sisters, then you find a purpose in everything what is happening in your life.
弟兄姐妹们，你们就会，我们就会在我们生命当中所发生的每一件事情上能够看见主耶稣他自己的目的。
Whether it is an office problem, whether it is a relationship, whether it is your children, anything,
不管是
you know and you understand the deeper purpose of God.
不管是办公室的纠纷，还是一段关系，还是你与小孩的关系，在一切的事情上你都有办法来看见主他自己的目的是什么。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
we are here for a purpose.
我们在这里是有一个目的的。
We all who are here, and many of the brothers and sisters who are gathering, we have a deeper purpose, a deeper understanding, because God has chosen each one of us to be in the image and the likeness of His Son.
我们在坐在这里有一个更深的目的，因为神造我们是按照他自己的样式，是按照他自己儿子的样式造我们的。
So I want to ask a question this morning.
所以我今早想要问大家这样一个问题。
With the same question which I started is that, how is your relationship today with Lord Jesus?
就是今早你和主耶稣基督的关系如何？
Are we called Sunday Christians?
我们是只在星期天的时候是基督徒吗？
Where we are working, are our spouses, are our children able to tell that my father, my mother, my husband, my wife, they have a personal relationship with God, and through that I can see it, and is influencing my life also.
在我们的生活，在我们的工作，在我们的配偶的关系，在我们的家庭当中，我们的配偶，我们的丈夫、妻子，我们的孩子、子女，他们有办法在我们的生命当中来看见我的父亲、我的母亲、我的爸爸、我的妈妈，他们跟神是有一个亲密的关系吗？
If you have this kind of relationship,
如果你有这样的关系，
I want to ask you another question.
那我想要问另外一个问题。
How many of you step out from your house without having morning devotion?
你们当中多少人离开你们自己的家门，在你们但是并没有早晨的灵修？
Okay, let's put this, let me ask you another question before that.
那我换一个方法来问，我问另外一个问题。
How many of you step out from your house without looking in the mirror, without knowing how you look, and go out?
多少人你们离开家之前你们不照镜子，不知道自己今天是什么模样的？
Do you do that?
你会这样做吗？
I'm pretty sure that with whatever crazy life you have, whether it is city life or a town life, whatever it is, we at least take some time and with the phones, we look at the phones and see how we look, right?
我知道的是，不管我们的生活现在多么的节奏，多么的快速，不管在城市还在其他的地方，无论我们有多么紧迫的节奏，我们都会掏出手机看一下我们出门前是什么样子。
Brothers and sisters, when we are so particular about the way how the world sees us outwardly, how much more should we be able to introspect our life and be able to have our daily meditation, morning meditation, where we can search our hearts, where we can see the condition of our hearts, how it is, before we step out.
弟兄姐妹们，我们非常的在意外界的世界如何看我们，所以我们早晨的时候，在出门前，我们会先检查一下自己的仪容，但是我们的内心的光景又多么的重要，我们每天早晨出门之前，我们是否有这样子内省的时间，让我们在早晨的灵修的时候来看我们内心的光景如何。
Brothers and sisters, each one of you, God has chosen us to be a testimony.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人都是被神所拣选来做他见证人的。
The way we carry ourselves, the way we conduct ourselves, the words which come from our mouth, the way we behave with them, the way we sit, the way we exchange conversations, everything matters.
弟兄姐妹们，我们如何的说出我们口中的话语，我们如何与人相交，如何进行我们生命当中不管是行走或站立，这一切的事情都与我们的见证息息相关。
Do we involve Jesus in every day of our walk?
我们行走在这个地上，我们是否让耶稣来改变我们所做的每一件事情？
I am reminded of one brother who used to talk and converse with Jesus when he was cooking.
我记得有一位弟兄，他在烹饪的时候，他也与神有与耶稣有交通。
Can I add 2 spoons of sugar? Can I put this onion? Can I put this?
我可以加两勺糖吗？我可以把这个洋葱加进去吗？我可以加这个吗？
That kind of personal relationship we have with Jesus.
这就是他与耶稣之间的关系。
Brothers and sisters, God has given His Son, and that very life we can have it in us, so that through us we can be instrument of His grace and truth in the life on this earth we live.
弟兄姐妹们，因为神已经将他儿子耶稣基督的生命给了我们，所以在恩典，所以借着他，我们可以在这个地上也能够彰显出他的恩典跟他的真理在我们的生命里面。
Just for the glory of God, I just want to share a little bit about myself.
在为了神的荣耀，我想要再分享一些我自己的经历。
The work environment which I am in is a very challenging and a very strenuous.
我的工作的环境是非常有挑战，并且让人费心力的一个情况。
I can testify that if I do not have my quiet time, and if I do not have my delimitation, if I step into the office, I can be well sure that I'm going to snap, I can be irritated, I can be frustrated, and every conversation is going to lead into an argument.
我可以告诉大家的是，如果我没有每一天的灵修的时间，没有早晨阅读的时间，那当我走进这个办公室的时候，我一定没有办法控制住自己的情绪，每一个对话都非常可能演变成一场争吵。
Brothers and sisters, it's important that we need to have a personal relationship with Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，和主建立一个个人的亲近的关系是非常之重要的。
Not only from, okay, fine, if you feel the time is running around, I want to share with one of the books which is written by a person who is non-believer, and this is how he says.
我想说，并不是当只有我们有时间的时候我们才这样做。在这里我想分享一个非信徒写的一本书。
He is one of very famous motivator, and I have read many of his books.
他是一个很有名的激励性的一个作家，然后我也有一些他的书。
He is the man who wrote a book called The Monk Who Sold a Ferrari. The Monk Who Sold a Ferrari.
他写了一本书，就是关于一个卖了法拉利的妈妈的一本书。
And he also wrote a book called 5 AM Club.
5 AM Club.
He says that the way you begin your day determines how you live your day.
他说你一天如何开始就决定了你今天要如何度过。
And how you live your day determines how you live your life.
而今天如何度过就决定了余生如何度过。
So if we want to live our life in allowing the God's word to work in us, it is important, it is mandatory that you need to have a morning devotion and a quiet time at the God's feet.
所以如果我们想要我们的生命与神的话语对齐的话，我想要鼓励大家的是，每一天早晨的灵修跟安静的时间在主的脚前是极其之重要，并且是我们应该去做的。
I also want to encourage to share that how the word of God and how the sharings touch my life personally.
我也想分享神的话语和他的见证是如何来触碰我的生命。
This month of the last week of April, when there was so much hardship and there was so much challenges going at work.
在四月份的时候，我的工作上遭遇了非常多的困难跟阻拦。
Brother Hans was sharing the word of God here, that is April 26th.
在四月26号的时候，韩弟兄在这个讲台上分享了主的信息。
He was speaking about the 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
他分享的是五饼二鱼的信息。
And he spoke about that how in order for him to work the, to distribute the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he made them sit and rest.
他讲到为了要让这些人能够吃到五饼二鱼，他先让所有人先坐下，有这样的安息。
And he shared a verse which was so amazing and which till today, I feel it's so true and real in my life.
他分享了一节经文，在我看来非常的稀奇，直到今天都是在我生命当中彰显出它的真实。
Book of Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15.
在以赛亚书三章十五节中写道。
In returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength.
你们得救在乎回归安息，你们得力在乎 平静安稳。
In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
Brothers and sisters, God has given the word and the fellowship what we have is not that something it is limited to one person. It is for all of us. And it is so amazing to see how the word of God speaks to us. It talks and addresses the need and the pain going inside and it satisfies us.
神与其他弟兄的团契与他们的相交并不是仅仅局限于他们自己个人与神的关系，神也用他们与神的交通来带领来感动其他的弟兄姐妹，在他们的心中放下满足。
Brothers and sisters, God has called us to be a testimony.
弟兄姐妹们，神呼召我们做他自己的见证人。
The life of His Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to work in through us.
他自己儿子的生命要借着我们来彰显。
And when we have that kind of understanding, and when we are able to involve Lord Jesus in our lives, and when you are able to talk to Him, when you are able to share with Him, when you are able to let Him know everything,
当我们可以与他有这样子的交通，让我们可以告诉他我们生命当中所发生的一切，并且让他来向我们说话的时候，
It is no more about activities. It is no more about the passion. It's not more anymore about the traditions.It is all about Him.
不再关乎我们所做的这些活动，或者是我们人自己里面的热情，或者是过去传统，而一切都变成只关乎他。
Then we can say the traditions leads to.
我们就可以说传统指向的是
life,
是生命
testimony,
是见证。
So, brothers and sisters.God wants to, has chosen each one of us to be a testimony in these challenging times.
弟兄姐妹们，神拣选我们每一个人在这样子困难的时候成为他的见证。
Maybe submit ourselves into His hands, and maybe allow the truth to work in us.
也许是要来看见他伸出的手要来我们生命当中所做他自己亲自要完成的事。
Don't limit yourself to say that you are weak, you have challenges, and God doesn't understand.Our Lord Jesus Christ walked and reached out to a Samaritan woman who was, had five husbands and she was so full of adulteries. But He reached out to her, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹,
God loves each one of us.
不要说我有多么的软弱，我有多么的局限。我们说神无法在我的生命当中来带来改变。耶稣他行走在这个城市，他走到了撒玛利亚妇人的面前，告诉他你有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。他爱这位撒玛利亚妇人。
He knows the intents and the fears in your heart.
他知道我们心中所有的惧怕。
So, brothers and sisters, it is a wonderful relationship. It's a living relationship.
这是一个非常美妙的关系，是一个活着的关系。
This what I'm sharing is not that.Something which I have fully implementing in my life. I am working on it. There are failures, there are ups and downs, but I believe.
我所分享的并不是我完全做到的，我也仍然在我的生命当中追求，但我知道虽有起伏，但是我仍然在追求。
But it all starts on the ground of truth.
但是这一切都起始于一个真实的一个地基。
So as I've been sharing, the last time it was in the Cana, it was the obedience and the willingness. Now the second lesson what we learn in the book of John is that when you are coming on the ground of truth.
所以第一点我们所要学习的就是我们的顺服。我们第二点看见的在约翰福音所写的就是这一个真实的地基。
His life is manifested in our midst.
他的生命在我们当中要来得着彰显。
Then we all, like the Samaritan woman, will go and tell everyone, "Come and see."
然后我们就能像撒玛利亚妇人一样跟众
人说 "What Lord Jesus has done in my life."
你们来看这个人，这位主耶稣，他告诉了我生命当中所有发生过的事情。
We didn't go to the verse, but last, and it says that all the entire village believed because of what she told.
我们接下来就看见整个村都相信了，整个城里的人都相信了，因为他所说的话。
What a testimony it is.
这是如何的一个见证。
traditions to testimony.
从传统到见证。
May the Lord help enable each one of us to be a testimony.
愿神能够带领我们每一个人都成为他的见证。
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. Thank you for speaking to me from the life of the Samaritan woman.
主耶稣，我们为这样的时刻感谢你，感谢你借着撒玛利亚妇人的故事来向我说话。
There is still areas of rigidness, stubbornness, and strife.
在我的里面仍然还有靠自己去努力、去掌握、去争取的地方。
Lord, please take it away.
主啊，求你挪去。
That I and each one of us may be an instrument, O Lord, for Thee.
使我还有我们在座的每一位都能够成为你自己的器皿。
Through us, the glory of Thy Son, Lord Jesus Christ, may be manifested.
愿你自己荣耀儿子的见证能够在我们里面得到彰显。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. I'm sorry, I took almost 10 minutes long.